Hello, everyone. Welcome to Peer-to-Peer Real Estate Show. I'm your host, Willie Morales. And on today's show, I have Melissa Machat. Was that close?
It was close. Really close. Machat.
Okay, got it. She's an NLP business and mindset consultant. Thank you so much for being on Peer-to-Peer Real Estate Show. Melissa, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's my pleasure. So, you know, one of the questions I always like to ask my guests, were you always entrepreneurial? Was this in your blood as a little girl, or did you fall into this as you got older?
It's so funny that you ask that, because I would say I am 100% always entrepreneurial and selling without me realizing that's what I was doing. So yes, I was making things up and selling things apparently before I could even, you know, walk. So
that's great. You know, it's funny because for me, I guess I developed it maybe in my 40s. So some people, I mean, I always give someone like you credit because it's just like you knew at such a young age. I didn't have that until, like I said, later on. It's always been around the right people at that time when I was able to develop it. But I give you credit because at such a young age, you knew. What was your mindset like when you started your business? Like, was there an aha moment where you said, hey, this is what I want to do, or this is where I want to go with my life?
So I would say that I've pivoted a few times over the years, but I actually come from a theater and performing arts background before I got into real estate as a 24-year-old. And I'll put it this way, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I just needed a real job. I didn't know it was commission only, and I didn't know I was going to be running my own business. So when I fell into real estate, I honestly had no idea what was going to happen, and led me to starting my own coaching business just over a year ago. That was a much more strategic, planned starting of a business. But back in the beginning, I was just kind of a hustle, do whatever it takes to make it happen because I needed to make money.
So. No, it's so true. So did you get the support that you needed at when you got into real estate at the age of 24? Was there the support system that you needed, or pretty much you were doing this on your own?
I would say I did have support. I had a mentor who kind of took me under her wing pretty much the day I showed up and signed with my brokerage at the time. Right. So I got very lucky and fortunate that I was able to kind of put myself in situations where I did have support and help and mentorship. And at the same time, I definitely had to make it on my own and figure it out. So it worked out, I guess you could say.
I'm pretty sure it did. So, you know, let's talk about mindset. And, you know, some people might not like the word millionaire mindset, but there is a mindset, you know, when you got as a millionaire and a billionaire. So what do you notice is successful people versus that aren't? Is there some type of drive that they might be missing or we might be missing? What do you notice as, you know, that you've been coaching now for a little over a year?
I would say it really comes down to belief. It comes into this belief you have in yourself and a belief of whether you really are capable or not, and a belief of whether you aren't sure if you're capable, you're still willing to go after it and do whatever it takes to make that happen. So I feel like it does come back to kind of that mindset and belief system and what your vision is.
You know, when I see these coaching programs, whether real estate or maybe someone like you, but more real estate, the first thing they always put is mindset. You got to have the right mindset. Can you explain a little bit more about that? Like, what is it that, you know, like I said, I know you explained it. It's definitely the mindset, definitely believing. But are we capable of changing our mindset? You know, if you have a few ups and downs, but more downs than ups, are we capable of changing that? Do we need to be around certain people, or is this more self-reliant for us to capable of changing our mindset?
That's a good question. So I 100% believe you can change your mindset. It takes an awareness and it takes a willingness to want to change. I actually had, there's a book called Mindset, literally talks about growth versus fixed mindsets. I didn't even realize how fixed and stuck and negative I used to be. And I really do believe it's being a product of your environment. If you surround yourself with people who think bigger and are doing big things and have positive mindset and actually believe in mindset, you absolutely can start to adapt their habits or their belief systems, or just kind of expose yourself to more different ways of thinking. So I think you absolutely can change it. I do think it's a product of your environment. If you're hanging out, they say you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. I 100% believe that is true.
I was going to say that. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I definitely agree. For me personally, when I started this journey in my mid 40s, I realized that the people I was hanging out with weren't exactly business minded, but they were more of just, hey, you know, happy go lucky. But I didn't want to be like that. I there's something in me that needed to change. You know, I still have a 9-to-5, but I got into real estate. I've done okay. I still, to me, got a long way to go, but it's as a challenge. In your opinion, how do we handle our failures? You know, that's such a, you know, whether it's, you know, a business deal that went bad or a partner that screwed you over, you know, do we take blame ourselves? We didn't do the right due diligence. How do we handle that in your opinion? Like, it's such a fine line between, okay, it's just a blip, let me just keep going, or you know what, that's it, I'm done.
I look at failure as feedback. What lessons do I need to learn from this? What can I get out of this? What went wrong? What could I do differently next time? And at the same time, I actually struggled with this a lot because I hear people say, you know, there is no such thing as failure, fail your way forward, fail your way to success, fail faster, failure's only feedback. And in my mind, I'm like, yeah, that's great, but I'm not failing at something. I feel like a failure. Like I'm failing. Mm-hmm. I suck at this. I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
And I had a really hard time understanding what that truly meant. If I felt like I was, you know, blaming myself or beating myself up because I wasn't good at something or I couldn't figure it out, I didn't look at it like I was failing at something. So that actually didn't make sense to me for a really long time because you hear it, failure's feedback. There is no failure.
Yeah.
All those little, you know, cliche quotes. It didn't make sense to me because I didn't see me failing at something. I felt like a failure.
Right. Wow. That's a different way of putting it, you know, from what we hear from the gurus saying, you know, oh, you get feedback. But yeah, I guess we have to look it within ourselves.
Yes.
So for you, you know, again, you've been doing this for a little while now. Is there anything that we could do to fight our insecurities? You know, because that's such a tough thing. Like, do we move forward? Am I secure enough to do this investment? Am I secure enough to partner with someone? Your opinion. Obviously, everybody goes through different setbacks, but the insecurity one, it's really a toughie.
Absolutely. I think the first thing is to acknowledge what fear or insecurity is coming up for you in the first place. Because we are human and we are going to feel fear. We are going to have emotions and our ego or our unconscious, whatever you want to call it, its job is survival and to keep us safe. So I find that anytime I'm about to level up or get into a new threshold or a new level, or I'm growing, that's when a lot of the doubt and fear and insecurity start to pop up for me because I'm going to a new level and it's scary and I'm getting out of my comfort zone. And it's like, are you sure you really want to do this? And I know it's happening when I start questioning, like, who am I to think I can do this? Or what am I really doing? Do I really want this? Maybe I don't need to grow. Maybe I can, you know, stay comfortable where I'm at. And then it's kind of a moment of like, oh, this is my ego coming out, trying to keep me safe and small and protected. This isn't actually me being insecure. So if you're facing insecurities, I actually have done an exercise where I'll start writing out all the reasons I am qualified or what have I done or accomplished or practiced or spent on coaching, spent on seminars, like literally just start writing out everything that you're currently doing or even things you've done in a past business. And it's really fascinating to see how our mind can play tricks on us.
Do we need to do a pros and cons list to get over this insecurity, or we'd rather just do a pro list? Because I don't know if I want to do a con, because somebody, maybe our mindset or our insecurities might say, yeah, see, even though we got 10 items that are pros, but we got that two that are cons, should we do a list like that? I mean, how did you do your list?
I would say it's whatever works for you. Like to focus, stay on the positive. So being human, we are hardwired to focus on the negative, what we don't like, what we don't have, what we don't want. And I think it does take practice to start focusing your mind and brain onto what we do have and what we have done and what we do know. And so I would say probably a pro list for this one is probably better to start off with. But it is kind of funny how our mind likes to tell us that we don't really know what we're doing. And if you're brand new at something, it's okay to be a beginner. I'm not saying, oh gosh, I'm brand new, I don't have a list, there's nothing on it. I guarantee if you look back at your life, you have experiences that are going to help you in whatever you're doing right now.
No, I agree 100%. Are there any daily rituals that successful people do that we can emulate? Like, is there a list of 5, 10, or whatever you want to give us, what you've noticed?
I've noticed that everyone talks about a morning routine. To me, it's not so much about the morning as long as you're following a routine. And right. I would say successful people, I find, yes, there's movement and exercise, but there's also reflecting and journaling and reading and even meditation and going kind of within and taking a pause to actually sit back and reflect. And gratitude is a huge one. If you want to just start training your brain to focus on the positive, start writing down things you're grateful for every day. And I like to take it one step further and write down a win, like find a win, something that went well and a win, whatever that means to you. Waking up, by the way, could be a win. Getting out of bed could be a win. And I find it fascinating because when I do this with clients, a lot of them they're like, I don't have a win. I'm like, no, you need to find it. It happened. You're just so focused on the negative, you can't even see it. And when I started doing gratitude and a win, I realized I'm doing a lot more than I give myself credit for. Like I actually am doing, I'm doing things and I just don't see it because I'm in it.
I love it. I love the gratitude. And you're right about the journaling. I've heard successful people do that, reading, reflecting, you know, taking quiet time and all that. And it seems like it's simple exercise, but can someone that might not have that yet, can they start, would you suggest they start small, maybe 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day in the morning? Well, how would you, yeah, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I would say, I think my whole thing, I'm kind of a rebel at heart, but my whole thing is we tend to follow what we should be doing or what works for other people. And sometimes we forget to listen to what actually works for ourselves and what works best for me. And my morning routine is going to be completely different than yours, for example. But yet all we hear is 4:30, 5, 6 o'clock, miracle morning. I got to get up early and I got to do all these things. And it's like, I don't know if that makes sense for you. Great. To me, it's more important that I'm actually doing it. So like my gratitude was at night. That's when it made sense for me. That's when it felt good right before I went to sleep to kind of brain dump and journal and get things out of my head. So I would just encourage, start small, baby steps. There's nothing wrong with 5 minutes, 10 minutes a day. Figure out what works for you and figure out what time it works for you, as long as you're doing it.
No, I agree. I think, you know, because it's funny, I got the book, The Miracle Morning, but I hadn't even read it yet. But yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, if I get up at 5:30 or 6 in the morning to get to work by before 8, you know, I do my gratitude, you know, and say, hey, thank you for this. And on occasion, I might write something. Usually I do it at night. You know, so some things I could do in the morning, some things I could do at night, which works for me. So for you, what's next for you and your company? Like what are you looking to do in the next 3 to 6 months? I know it's always hard to predict, but what are you looking, if there are any goals coming up ahead?
Absolutely. I would say, so I'm working on some digital courses right now that do pertain to the real estate industry, but also entrepreneurs. Okay. And I'm also—
Talk more about that. Huh? Talk more about that.
Okay. So basically, I realized that my skills over the years in real estate have really equipped me to help people grow their business and the mindset piece of it, also figure out where they're blocked and where they're stuck.
Right.
So to me, mindset is everything in growing a business, but it's also the mindset of becoming a CEO and a leader. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the courses I have coming out are all around communication and how to effectively lead yourself and other people. And also my assistant and I've figured out an easy way to hire and find help and start delegating to your team. And so I'm working on a course that will teach you how to train and lead your team. Because I find that no one really teaches us that. It's like we need
help. That right.
We'll make a hire and you're like, okay, great. What do I do now? And you're here. Can't you figure it out? Like they kind of skipped that whole lesson in, you know, training in school. So those are some of the things that are coming in probably the next 30 to 60 days. Oh,
congratulations. That's exciting.
Yeah.
So it's super exciting. So very exciting.
Well, before I let you go, any books you would like to recommend? You talked about mindset, the book Mindset. Any other books? Does Melissa have her own book? Because you should.
If Thank you, don't, you.
You should have
it's
your
on,
own book.
It is on the list of goals in my life. Include yes, podcast, book, all the things. Maybe you'll see in the next couple of years. But great. One actually that ties in perfectly to this conversation is Secrets of the Millionaire Mind.
Great book.
Oh, good.
I got the audio portion of it and I read it too. But yeah, I mean that book. There was part of it on the financial part about how, you know, put your money in jars yes. or for me, bank accounts, that it helped me eliminate some debt that I had because I was able to just separate the money. And he explained it to me from A to Z that I even got it. And I said, wait a minute, I could do this. It's a great book. Great book.
It's a great book. And the second one I want to mention, because this is a complete surprise, it's The Big Leap. Okay. And I had no clue what it was about. And the cover is like a, you know, goldfish jumping from a small bowl to a big bowl. And you're like, yeah, okay, big leap. That's great. It talks about how we self-sabotage and how we hit that like upper limiting, you know, threshold when we're doing something new. Yeah. It's an amazing book. So I feel like if you read those two, you're off to a great start.
All right. So the first book you mentioned, Mindset. Oh, who is that by?
I want to say, don't quote me on that. Carol, I think it's Carol Dweck or Zwick.
Okay. Well, I'll definitely put it on the show notes and we'll do
it. That's just a very, I recommend the other two I mentioned, read those first. But
the Secret of the Millionaire Mind and The Big Leap. Yeah. Big Leap.
Yes. But mindset just kind of starts explaining about, you know, how there are fixed and growth mindsets and the difference and what that looks like.
Well, first of all, Melissa, thank you so much for being on Peer-to-Peer Real Estate Show. I really appreciate it. And before I let you go, where can people find you? What's the best bet to contact you?
So Instagram is where I probably spend way too much time. So you can find me at Melissa Michat. And then if you want to kind of find out, I actually created a quiz. It's 9 questions and it helps you figure out where you are stuck or what the next step is to grow your business.
Okay.
And you can find that at melissamichat.com/quiz. And depending on your answer, you'll get tactical steps of what to do to actually break through and move to the next level.
Oh, that's great. I'll definitely put that on the show notes. Well, first of all, Melissa, thank you so much for being on Peer-to-Peer Real Estate Show. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. I feel like we could talk all day. So thank you.
I agree. We might have to do a part 2 down the road.
I would love that.
All right. Take care, Melissa.
Well, everyone, that was Melissa Michat, and you can find that at melissamichat.com. That's Melissa Michat, MACHAT.com. Melissa, thank you so much for being on Peer-to-Peer Real Estate Show. You can find me at peer2peerrealestate.com. That's peer2peerrealestate.com. Check out our past shows and check out our blog. Also, please go to Apple Podcasts. Please subscribe, leave a review. Tell us how we can make this show better. And before I go, guys, just a couple of things. Do not give up on your dreams. Fight for it, guard it, protect it. Don't let anyone talk you out of it. And I really believe if you keep the momentum going, good things will happen. On behalf of Peer-to-Peer Real Estate Show, I'm William Morales. Until next time, thanks, everybody. Have a great day, and please stay safe. Bye.